us are going to have to encourage the board of Pacifica to sell this radio station. Well, there really isn't any future in the direction we're headed now. There is no place for us to go.
Well, that makes me really sad. And it makes me really sad that the WBI is going through this. I mean, this is a station. I'm 46 years old. I've been listening to this station since I was 20 years old. And, you know, it's just, there's a big loss there because of the people that aren't there. Amy Goodman, I mean,
I'm... Morning, by
actually,
the way.
Amy Goodman is here.
Oh, Amy Goodman, I'm
sorry. Oh, did you think Amy Goodman
here? No, Amy Goodman, Bernard White. I mean, I can't tell you what I've learned from them. And I'm not saying I wouldn't learn the same from you. You know, you get...
Oh, I doubt it.
You know what I'm saying?
I doubt that would happen.
No, but what I'm saying is it makes me really sad to hear how disjointed things are.
Well,
there.
Things are disjointed. They are past disjointed.
Right.
I think we are in a state of utter chaos now.
But I think...
And we're headed toward catastrophe.
Well,
people are going to... You're going to hear people saying, well, we got to do this, and we got to bring folks back. The station as we know it is finished. I'm telling you, one of the reasons it's finished is that there will be those among us who will say this. If the invective continues, if the name calling continues, I want to say again, and we will ask who provokes this sort of comment. When a letter ends with Clayton Riley, a nigger like you isn't fit to sit in a room with Amy Goodman, I say it's over.
Right.
And I say that when I am asked, as I have been, to comment to the board of Pacifica, I think it's time to say you should consider selling this radio
station.
Right,
but Clayton, let me say something to you. I, again, if that was done to me, I think I would probably, I would see visions of just going out and just, I don't know what. I mean, that just would put me, it would bring up all my rage.
Yeah, well, it would, but I think one of the things before your rage overwhelms you, you would want to ask, what is happening here?
Yeah.
That provokes that sort of comment. Who is being supported when those kind of comments are being made?
Right, and what I wanted to say about that is I think that if the situation was reversed and you were the one who left the station, you have people that listen to you who love your show. I think if you were gone, you'd have, I mean, just like anything, there's good this and there's bad that.
We do have to move on, but Carl, let me ask you, have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes, I have.
What did you do?
Well, I did different things at different times.
But generally speaking, what does one do in that situation?
I think you can't really be general about situations like that. And I think that people need to just, right now, I think it's important to honor that there's a loss and that there's people grieving. And sometimes we let our feelings out in really inappropriate ways at times like that because we're feeling so despairing. And it brings up a lot of stuff. And I think if the station, the people who are behind those mics and doing shows are a little bit more, and it's hard to say it with what you know, the information that you brought out, the kind of things that are being said to you, is to somehow not, just because it's some people doesn't mean it's all people.
No, I have never suggested that, and I have never suggested that the people who support any number of people here fall 100% into that category. But what I'm saying is, we are seeing a move toward what, for the station's purposes, is a civil war. And quite frankly, I think it's going to escalate, given what is planned for this evening at the station. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. It's going to lead to violence.
Well, I hope that's not true.
There's going to be blood spilled in this place. People are going to get hurt.
But I hope that's not true, and I don't think...
Well, it is true, because that's where we're moving now.
Let me just say that...
Hi, Amy.
First of all, whatever letter you got, Clayton, that was a disgusting comment at the end of it, and that is absolutely terrible. And I really urge people not to make any ad hominem attacks, insults, racist comments like that. That's just horrendous, and that's not acceptable. But on the issue of can this station be made whole again, there's no question about it. In one fell swoop, the people rehired, the bannings lifted.
Oh, that's just nonsense.
Very straightforward.
I mean, that's just...
Well, let
Amy,
me just say,
that is silly. You say that if you get your way, everything will be whole
not
again.
Not my
and
way.
I am saying to
not
you
my way, Clayton,
that this station is riven with discord. this station is divided not in two, but in four or five different ways.
Well, let me just say a few things. I think that if Bernard White and Sharan Harper are rehired...
Yeah. Everything will be fine.
I think that things will be on the way to making
healing.
This station whole again.
There'll be some
healing. I think
healing.
If the bannings are lifted of people like Janice K. Bryan and Eileen Sutton and Serene Roberts and others, Rachel
can we
Barr...
Can we move past your mantra to a point? We do have a newscast scheduled.
Well, I can make
a comment. You can disagree
well,
with
it's
me.
A mantra.
You can disagree
hey,
with me.
Amy, let's make something clear to all of the listeners. You are a guest here. You no longer work for WBAI. Is that not the fact?
That is not the case.
The
I
case
am
is
of the
no. You are not co-host of this program. Let's be clear about your status here. You are no longer a member of the WBAI staff,
and
you know that.
Why you need to talk to Amy that way?
Well, because it happens to be the truth.
Clayton,
I
relax.
Know, but I don't understand.
No, don't tell me to relax.
Relax.
Don't be condescending, Amy.
I'm just saying I came in.
Well,
please
that's condescending,
relax. Let me say
Amy.
A few things.
No, I don't think it is appropriate for you to suggest as though you were speaking to one of the children that you don't
no,
have.
No, I'm just saying
or your grandchildren, or
you
perhaps a classroom
hey,
full of people.
Hello.
Relax. Who are you to tell
I'm
me
saying
to
that
relax?
You've got to back off a little
well,
bit.
Why don't you back off a
because
little?
Because I'm not attacking
you.
You
are attacking me when you say I don't belong here.
I did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, of course you were saying
no,
that.
You said that to her. She didn't say that to you. You said that to her.